Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and we are on every Thursday at 1 o'clock on WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. For weekly updates and information, you can follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook if you like. And if you have a question during our show, you can email us and we'll try to get it answered on the air. And our email is info@agingInfoRadio.com. Today my show is about yoga, health, and aging gracefully. I believe our attitude about aging determines our health and well-being to a greater extent than most of us ever imagine. And recently I read an article written by William DeFore in the Senior News, and in the article were ways to achieve elegant aging, and here are some of them. What you have been led to believe about aging is primarily negative, and don't buy the program. Be gentle with yourself as you challenge yourself to do something you have never done before, because challenges can be healthy. Remember, your body is an amazing self-healing organism, and your capacity for self-healing is far greater than you have ever been led to believe. If you have a strong, uplifting spiritual focus, build and maintain it. And if you don't, start looking until you find the beliefs and practices that work best for you. There is no doubt those who have a strong spiritual faith get sick less often. My favorite one and the last one is starting your day and finding the good in yourself and the world around you. This is absolutely the all-time best thing you can do to ensure a healthy, happy aging process. My expert guests with me today in the studio are going to teach us even more about aging and health. My first guest is Debbie Russo, who is the owner of Senior Solutions for You, which specializes in home care, and the owner of SeniorYoga.com. Debbie is a certified senior yoga instructor and Reiki instructor and has been a business owner for the past 5 years working in the elder care industry. Welcome, Debbie, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being here today, and would you like to say hello to anyone out there?
Oh, hello. How are you?
All right. Well, I'd like you to start out. We'd like to talk about your senior yoga program, and I'd like you to tell our listeners out there a little bit about your program and maybe some of the benefits from it.
Yoga can really benefit everybody, but I specialize in teaching yoga to seniors because I believe they receive the most benefits out of yoga.
Okay, and what are some of the benefits?
Some of the benefits are increasing lung capacity, increasing their range of motion, lowering cholesterol, lowering their blood pressure, as well as just their general well-being and anxiety levels.
Now, I think that from my own view, which may be right or not right, or some may see it this way, but I think a lot of people steer away from yoga because they get the thought that it's difficult, like to even get started, especially for seniors.
I think you're right, actually. I always, when I come into a room, they believe, you know, seniors and other people think you're going to twist yourself into a pretzel or stand on your head. But in senior yoga, everything that we do in our classes, a senior can do actually completely seated in a chair and still receive all the same benefits, wonderful benefits from a yoga program.
So why do you think, I know yoga is good for all age groups, but why is it particularly so good for seniors?
Well, as we age, our body stiffens up, and it, you know, going forward and moving to the move it or lose it theory, we really can open up our bodies by doing just the simplest things. But that increase in lung capacity and getting more oxygen in your body really helps with balance and thinking and really focus for seniors.
Now, is it ever, I mean, can an older person really improve a whole lot with their flexibility and muscle strength?
It's amazing. They can improve greatly. In fact, after just a couple sessions or a couple classes, I'll be told all the time how they can increase their range of motion or their balance is getting better. They're able to focus a little bit more. So the effect is really immediate.
So that's all on muscle strength. What about general health? What are some of the things that the breathing and being a participant in a regular yoga class can do?
With, as far as the breathing, I mean, part of yoga, the cornerstone of yoga, is simply just breathing. So with the deep breathing, in through the nose and out through the nose, you're able to lower your anxiety levels and, more importantly, increase your lung capacity. All that fresh oxygen is really getting into your lungs and helping your body, opening up your body and really increasing your energy levels.
I see. So you do classes, and how describe what your class is all about.
Well, we do several different classes, and I can either go to a community or we have public classes. It's really up to the senior. They can either do some of the exercises standing, or we can do a completely seated program for them. They can use different props and modifications that allow them to achieve an exercise or achieve a success level within an exercise that eventually they'll be able to go even deeper into that pose.
Now, if someone has a certain disability, do they still have, I mean, can they still do your classes?
Actually, yes. I have several people in my classes that have MS or Parkinson's, really severe diseases where yoga really helps them out.
And what if someone has never exercised and say they are 70 years old? What do you, is it ever too late?
It's never too late. And actually, they're my favorite kind of clients because they'll realize the benefits that the same day we do the class.
Now, do they have to commit to a long-term, I mean, will they still get the benefits, say they only come in once a month versus every week?
Well, with anything, the more you do it, the more benefit that comes out of it. But if we can suggest that people do some form of yoga at least twice a week, it really, they'll see the clarity and the benefits from doing it. So it is important that you try to maintain some kind of schedule.
And what do most of the people that participate in your classes, do they come on a weekly or a couple times a week? Or?
Well, most people come on a weekly basis, and I've been told that they want more. So we've tried to create a program where they can do it at home as well.
And how long are your classes?
Just generally about 45 minutes, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes.
And for someone to get involved, Debbie, do they need special skills to do yoga? I mean, do you have any limitations there?
You know, absolutely not. And we provide different props for people. So if they're unable to do something and we need a block or a strap or a chair to aid them, then we have all of that so that they don't need to bring anything else.
And with some of the yoga poses, how can a person, an older person, achieve these poses that, say, a younger person would do?
Well, yoga is all about, you know, the internal body and really opening up the body. So if we're going to do one pose in which a younger person can stretch all the way to one side, an older person can stretch perhaps just an inch or two, and then eventually through practice it gets better and better and their body's able to open up.
Now, how long have you been teaching yoga?
For the last 5 years.
And have you seen it progress, and are the, you know, is it growing as far as more and more people are starting to participate in it?
You know, it's amazing, actually, how many seniors I have coming up to me asking me to where my classes are and where they can do yoga, because I think now the perception is they know they can achieve success in the program.
Oh, that's interesting. And where are your classes?
I have classes in Streamwood that are public, and public classes in Streamwood and Wheaton, a lot of park districts, Addison, Lombard, and then I go into assisted living homes as well as senior centers where we do it for their communities.
Oh, that's great. Now, would an older person just go to your website, or anybody go to senioryoga.com to find a list of these?
Absolutely, and there's information there in our phone number. We also have a DVD. If they're uncomfortable coming out, they can do it within their home.
Now, I'm sure seniors teach you in your yoga classes, right?
Seniors teach us all the time.
That's absolutely. Right. Now, what do they teach you?
You know, seniors teach me so many things. I think blessed to be around so many seniors to tell me how much they can do or not do, but more importantly, they share with me their successes just by the simple moves that we're doing.
So you really see a difference when somebody starts your classes and they continue on.
I see a difference, and they certainly aren't shy in telling me the difference.
Well, I'm sure it's a great way for them also to participate.
It's a great way, and they really form a community within that class. so they get to know each other. It's kind of a fun way for them to all to get together.
Now, you have a DVD that people can purchase on your website at senioryoga.com. You want to talk a little bit about your DVD?
Well, the DVD, it really came up because we were teaching at so many different communities where we talked about how many times people can do yoga. People really wanted us, the seniors wanted us to come more than once a week. So in an effort to get them to be able to do it more, they've asked that I create a DVD, and that's what sort of spurred the DVD.
And so they can order it online, and then it's shipped to them, right?
That's correct.
And what is the cost of the DVD?
It's $14.99.
Well, there you go. Well, we are going to go to a commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Debbie a little bit more about the effects of being inactive. This is Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back. Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG AM 1530.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA Pension with Aid in Attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call Wealth Care Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. Wealth Care Consultants is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Are you in need of continuing medical education units? Well, I may have the answer for you. Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Chigowitz. The American College of Physical Medicine is a medical association dedicated to several healthcare professionals licensed in the state of Illinois. If you're a massage therapist, physical therapist, occupational therapist, athletic trainer, dietitian, or naturopath seeking CEUs, please contact the American College of Physical Medicine at 847-521-ACPM or 847-521-2276 or go to the website www.acopm.org. The American College of Physical Medicine, serving your needs.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctors' home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation. 855-4-CARE-AT-HOME or 855-422-7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And how is your nest egg doing? Is it in a risk-free and tax-efficient retirement plan? Contact Wealth Care Consultants for their silver bullet strategy that protects your money from market risk as well as higher taxes. Wealth Care's number is 630-368-1409. And I'm here with Debbie Russo, who is the owner of Senior Yoga. And before we went to commercial break, I wanted Debbie to come back and elaborate a little bit on the effects of inactivity as we age. Well, what do you see, Deb?
You know, as we age, we experience bone loss, muscle atrophy. Our heart actually thickens, so we decrease the oxygen consumption that we're allowed to get into our bodies. Our arteries become a little bit more stiff, and our organs also become a little bit more inefficient. For women especially, we can experience more incontinence over time because we're not building those muscles within our body.
Interesting. Now, I'm just curious, how did you get involved in yoga? What pulled you toward it?
Well, what drove me to yoga specifically, I'd always exercised, but I was born with Crohn's disease, which is a digestion issue problem. For many, many years, I had found it difficult to have a level of energy and be able to really digest food or vitamins, medications, etc. And I stumbled into a yoga class at a health center that I was involved in, and I couldn't believe how much better I felt. And then over a period of time, not even 6 or 7 classes, how much better my Crohn's had felt in terms of being able to control some of the side effects, meaning being able to digest my food a little bit better. And then I really started diving into the research of yoga because I couldn't believe how much better I felt. And then I found that specific poses will help specific problems.
And you want to tell us a few?
Well, there's, you know, something as simple as if a senior or myself were sitting in a chair and we were to interlock our fingers together and kind of bring our shin or our knee up as much as we could, on the right side by doing that we'd be massaging our ascending colon, and then if we were to put that leg down, bring our left leg up, we'd be massaging our descending colon. So we're not only helping with digestion, but then also regularity and elimination.
Interesting. Now, we talked a little bit about the benefits at the beginning. I'd like you to go a little bit more in depth about what you see as far as, you know, some of the other benefits from yoga that can make a difference for others.
Well, when you do yoga as a regular practice, it not only helps and aids with digestion, lowering your blood pressure, and helping with joint flexibility. There are specific poses that aid with arthritis, so you're able to move a little bit better. And most importantly for seniors is in increasing their ability for balance,
mm-hmm.
because falls are one of the number one causes for seniors to go into, you know, the hospital or then eventually rehab.
Well, I could definitely see that. And then also, I'm real big on people connecting with other people, and it's really a way for them to stay active and connected with others. Because they probably, if they go on a regular basis, they get to know the others in the class.
They do, and I think it's nice for them to share stories of success and increase health issues versus always talking about the problems that they may have. They're sort of selling each other at some point, saying this is how yoga has affected me, this is how yoga has affected me, based on their different ailments and health problems.
Well, that's a much more enlightening conversation to have it that way, I would think.
Sure is.
Have any stories of successes that from the classes you've taught?
The littlest things that we take for granted because we're able to do them. When I'm finished doing a yoga class, I've had people come up to me saying they now can raise their arm past their shoulder, which seems minor, but it's important. Or that they went to the doctor and their blood pressure has been lowered and now they're off medication. So we have so many great stories of people, especially one in particular, a friend of mine who's taking a yoga class who has MS. She cannot believe and is almost not yet convinced that it's only the yoga that's helping her because she's doing so much better.
Oh, that's so great. So anybody with any type of physical ailment or disease, this can definitely impact their life.
It really can, and it's important for seniors. In some classes, they're not seniors, but they have specific problems or diseases that they need to do something. It's important for them to realize that they can do everything a normal yogi or anybody, a young person, can do simply by being seated in a chair.
Now, for your classes for seniors, are there beginner and more advanced classes too, or do you keep them all at one level?
I can do the pose in front of a class one way, and then they can modify it according to their level. So we can put anyone in, a senior from beginning to intermediate, and then we just make sure they're doing it at their level.
Now, what is your view on hot yoga? These are the, for my listeners out there, if you don't know, these are the yoga studios where the temperature, I believe, is at
105,
yes, for an hour. I believe
personally, I love hot yoga. That's what I practice. But for a senior, it's sometimes very difficult. And I think the most important thing for any senior to question when they find a yoga studio that they'd like to be involved in is exactly how they're going to tailor that class to a senior who may not be able or want to go on the mat and off the mat and just maybe staying seated or standing.
So would you recommend for hot yoga to be more advanced before going to one of those?
I would. Yes. I would.
And are they difficult? I mean, that's a high temperature.
There's different types of hot yoga classes mm-hmm. that are out there, and most all of them are difficult because getting used to the heat alone is pretty difficult. But you want to make sure that when you go into one that you can adjust your body to the heat.
And be very hydrated.
Be very hydrated before you go. Yes.
Right. So yes. Drink a lot of water 2 or 3 days before. Now, if somebody is a beginner, how do you make them feel comfortable where you teach?
And I think that's one of the most important things is everybody's a little shy. But yoga, and we state in the beginning of the classes, I always say yoga is a personal experience. And you do what you want to do on your mat or on your chair. You kind of have to drop the ego a little bit because everybody's anatomically different. Mm-hmm. So even though you may be healthier or a really healthy young person, you may not be able to go into a certain pose because your body won't allow you to. But you have to be patient, honor your body, and it will open up over time.
Yeah, when it wants to give into that stretch, it will, right?
Right.
Now, how can our listeners get started with you?
You know, if you go on our website at senioryoga.com, or just, you know, our phone number and contact information is up there. We can certainly direct you to a class that would be very convenient for you.
Well, great, Debbie. And what if somebody is not able to leave their home? I mean, do you ever go in and do in-home private yoga and yoga classes?
I do. I have a lot of clients where they're not able or because they're hooked up to perhaps oxygen, et cetera, don't want to leave their home, so we go in and do private yoga lessons for them.
And you'll do that too, and they can contact you. And your actual contact number is 630-885-0406.
Yes, that's correct.
And once again, I'm speaking to Debbie Russo with SeniorYoga.com. And Debbie, what would you say if somebody is, what else is important as far as staying motivated with yoga or, you know, what motivates people? What can keep them motivated?
You know, I think yoga is very different from any other exercise because the first time you do it and you realize, I always tell people yoga is not supposed to hurt. So if you're doing something that's very strenuous, oftentimes you don't want to get up the next day and perhaps do it, you're a little bit sore. Where yoga, you do it to the point of a stretch that allows you to just feel better. And participants feel so much better because they're releasing energy within their body. They're very anxious to do it another time.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually don't have to force people to do it. They usually want to do it even more and more.
So they come back. Once they start doing it, they see the benefits. Now, when you started this before you were teaching, how soon did you said you saw results or you noticed that your Crohn's disease was better. How soon was that?
It was immediate. I was amazed. When a participant in my class is amazed, I can relate to that because I had that same feeling when I started.
And that's what led you down the road to becoming certified. And what does that take to become certified?
You can become certified in many different ways. But for me, I'm through Yoga Alliance, which is an organization that monitors all of our certification. You go through a 200-hour participation class
mm-hmm.
Over time and a lot of retreats, et cetera.
Now, what about the laughter yoga classes out there? I just want to clarify for any of my listeners out there that they're completely different than your yoga classes, correct?
They are different, but I believe in laughter yoga. I think it's great. Anytime you can smile and laugh and really deep breathe, get some deep breaths in there through laughing, it's beneficial. But it is a completely different program.
Oh, that's great. Now, what would you give us some words of wisdom today that can impact the seniors out there considering yoga?
My words of wisdom would be that anyone can do it.
Anyone.
Anyone can do it. And it doesn't matter if you've never done anything, if you've been kind of stranded in your house through the winter, anyone can do the program.
Now, do you think that the yoga is one of the best exercises for us as we age?
I do, because it opens up the body. Mm-hmm. So it's not all about building muscle mass, which is important. It's more important because it really stretches out the body. It helps with specific problems we have as we age, like sciatic nerves problems.
And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you watch animals get up in the morning, what's the first thing they do?
We all stretch, right?
Well, our animals do. Not all of us do, though,
right? Yes, yes, yes.
Right. Well, do you have anything else to add today, Debbie?
No, thank you very much for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. And once again, you can go to senioryoga.com, and her DVD is Gentle Therapeutic Yoga, No Floor Exercises, Chair Poses Only. And the benefits include increased strength, endurance, and flexibility. This is Aging Info Radio, and don't go away. We'll be right back with my second guest, and we'll continue our conversation on health and aging gracefully.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Is living independently important to you? Would you like to remain in your home but worry that help won't be there when you need it most? Speak to Robert Rivera. He and the folks at ADT have protected American homes and businesses for more than 135 years. And now, through its companion service, you will feel the same security, knowing that you can obtain emergency help with just the push of a button. ADT's companion service can provide stress-free independence while you remain in the comfort of your own home. Once installed, you will have two-way communication with trained ADT specialists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only is ADT's personal emergency response system easy to use, but it comes with a lifetime service guarantee and flexible contract. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call Robert Rivera, 224-627-2111 for more information. 224-627-2111. Don't delay. Peace of mind is a phone call away.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And do you dream of crooning like Old Blue Eyes, dancing like Fred Astaire, or cracking one-liners like Bob Hope? Then jump in and apply to compete in the Senior Lifestyle Expo's 5th Annual Senior Idol Competition. Perform for a live audience on stage at Drury Lane Theater and win cash prizes. For details and how to enter, visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org. Or contact the Illinois Agency on Aging at 630-293-5990. The expo is being held August 30th and 31st at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. And my next guest is Jeff Studzinski, who is the president and managing partner of Revolutionizing Growth. He formed his company 5 years ago, 1 week after having a kidney transplant. And Jeff's mission and passion is to help others live every day with great passion, abundant zest for life. His company concentrates on three areas. One is the mind, staying positive and paramount. The body, wellness, exercise, and nutrition, and now yoga. And our faith and how it needs to be in our hearts and actions daily. One of Jeff's passions is to help inspire and motivate our cherished seniors who Jeff sees as heroes. Welcome, Jeff, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for having me on again. What a great pleasure. And by the way, what a great day today.
Oh, it is a great day.
It's a perfect day for yoga or running or just getting some great exercise with friends.
That's right. We missed spring, but now we're into summer, at least for a few days, right?
Looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Now, you had a kidney transplant, and your daughter donated it to you. So
yes.
I would like your view on living well.
Well, I think living well starts immediately when we wake up in the morning. And what I mean by that is it's how we're going to look at the day. It's our perspective in life is the way we look at things. So, you know, I look at life, and the first thing I do is I think about how grateful I am for the day. And I think of 3 to 5 people in my life that I so cherish in my life. And I just thank God that they're in my life and say a prayer for them. And before I get started with my day, I'm ready to go. I'm in that real positive light of mind, of being excited for the moments in life that we're blessed with. And, yeah, 5 years ago, I had a kidney transplant. And 2 years previous to then, I was on kidney dialysis. And, you know, kidney dialysis was such a really, really tough time of my life. But I call my company Revolutionizing Growth because during the toughest times become our biggest blessings. And we grow tremendously. And one of the things I learned real, real quickly under kidney dialysis was that it wasn't about me. It was about inspiring others while I was there. And so one of the things I asked my doctors to do is I said, do you mind bringing in a stationary bike? I want to get in the best shape I possibly can. And they looked at me and they said, Jeff, you are crazy. And I said, that's been confirmed by many of my doctors. But I knew in my heart the why. And the why is really important, of why I wanted to get in the best shape I could. I could clearly state the why. And the why was to inspire others to live a great life and to get myself in the best shape for that hopefully one day I would receive a miraculous kidney transplant. And so my journey began there. And I started riding this bike, and I started to learn about exercise. And my doctors keep telling me, Jeff, you can't ride this bike, you can't ride this bike. And I kept on getting in better shape and better shape. And I was inspiring more people. And by the end of 2 years of my kidney dialysis journey, I was riding 4 hours out of my 4-hour session under the most grueling circumstances in my life to inspire others and to live the best life I could for the remainder of my moments that I would have in my life. And since then, it's been an amazing journey. I've gotten this amazing gift from my daughter, Monica, who's my angel, along with many, many others who are my heroes in life. And see, the great privilege that's given me is I get to go out and inspire our amazing seniors, our wonderful, cherished seniors that have been through some real challenges in their life. And you know what? I walk in and it's real quiet. And they'll go, Jeff, why are you here? And I go, I just hear it because I care about you. I really care about you. And I want to get you excited about life. And I got to share this story. I hope I got a quick second here. But this
quick second?
No. Okay,
Go ahead.
But the first senior living facility I ever spoke at, I walked in and it was real quiet. But one thing I noticed was there was a young lady waiting to hear me speak. This young lady was 96 years young in a wheelchair. And she grabbed my hand and she says, Jeff, I hope you're the motivational speaker today. And I asked her, why? And she says, because I want to be motivated for the rest of my life. I want to live a life of health, well-being. I want to think clearly. I want to give back, Jeff. Can you help me? And I said, I really, really hope I can. And, you know, the first thing I brought up was this crazy word I love is passion. And her passion was she used to love to dance. So she could not get out of the chair and dance. But here's one of the things she shared with me. She said, Jeff, I can still write. And I said, I speak in a lot of high schools across Illinois, and I would love to share your passion of dance. So So 30 days later, they invited me back. I don't know why they invited me back, but I certainly wasn't very excited to go back. And she raised her hand and she said, "Jeff, could you come over to my wheelchair?" And I did. Now, here was a young lady, 96 years old, that had not gotten out of that wheelchair in 5 years, stood up, walked to me, 5 feet, walked back to a wheelchair and asked me, "Jeff, could you please help me back in my chair?" And here's where the magic was. As I was helping her back in her wheelchair, I put my arm behind her back, and she showed me this incredible dance move, 96 years young.
Oh, that's great.
See, I love what Debbie talked about. By the way, Debbie's sitting right next to me. How can I lose to them between two amazing young ladies on each side of me? And if you could see this, it's unbelievable. I'm inspired.
Okay, we know you're enjoying it. But what I have found, Jeff, is that when people go through a really tough time, especially with their health, because without your health, life is a lot more difficult.
Right.
When people go through something like that, I found on the other side of that, they really do come back with a big passion for life.
Absolutely.
And that's what I see with you. Now, I would like you to explain what you see as maturing gracefully.
And I use the word maturing because I think it starts right with how we verbalize. So one of the things about my organization that we talk a lot about is body, mind, and spirit. And the mind part is the attitude. That's how we think. But it's also how we act. So if I tell somebody I'm having an amazing day, I'm having an amazing day. I'm going to do things that are going to be amazing to help others. So it starts there. So we start talking. It begins with our attitude and how we converse with others. So one of the things I like to share in the morning is just start out with that positive attitude. Be grateful for the moments in life. Cherish the moments. Cherish our friends. Give more. The more we give, the better we feel.
Mm-hmm.
See, it all goes together. So we keep a real positive attitude. We stay passionate about the things we love. We exercise a lot. And one of the things that Debbie mentioned was, which is, I think, absolutely paramount, is the starting of it. So if you're not doing exercise or doing yoga, the starting is so important because we feel so much better after we start. And one of the things I found out in senior living facilities is that the people that were exercising felt the best.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing the most. And the ones that weren't going, I encouraged to go. Even though they were having a rough day, maybe they were having a real tough day, they found out that after they went, they started feeling amazing.
Well, I don't think that's just for those communities. I think that's for human beings in general.
Absolutely agree. But yeah. I use the word maturing because it's maturing gracefully that the words become positive. It's maturing. It's not aging. Aging or getting older, no. We're as young as we want to be. I'm 53 and I feel like I'm 21.
And you have the energy level of a 16-year-old. Now, if somebody does have health issues,
yes,
how can they reach living well at a higher level?
Yeah, it's first off looking at that, whatever it might be, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or whether it's diabetes, which I still struggle with and maintain, whatever it might be, heart disease, it's how we look at that. So in my case, when I was going through the diabetes and the dialysis, I looked at it as a time for me to grow as an individual. For me, I exercised more in my life then than I did in my first 48 years of my life under the most extreme circumstances. So it's how we look at that illness. Let the illness propel your greatness. Don't look at it as an illness. Look at it as a challenge to help me grow.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at it like that, it becomes a positive. And then when we give more, we get more. So the more we can help others, the better we feel, the better they feel, and the more we can do in life.
And that's where it all comes full circle.
Absolutely.
Or, like you said, gracefully with gratitude.
Well, I think gracefully, I love the two words, gracefully and gratitude, and I think they go hand in hand. The most amazing people I know in my life are the people that are most grateful for life, for their family, for their friends, for their health. In a lot of cases, it's for not their health. Some of the most inspiring people in my life are going through some really tough times right now dealing with cancer. And they look at their cancer as a gift. is a gift, that they're going to go through this, they're going to come out stronger, they're going to give more, they're going to feel better. It's how they're looking at it. And their recovery is nothing short of amazing. And they're touching people while they're going through this cancer. So, and the better they feel. So it's a groundswell from how we look at things to how we treat our body. That's the body. And then I like to talk about how we take that and really putting it all in perspective. And I got to share this one quick story because I thought it was really interesting. On the radio the other day, I heard that there was two big accidents on the expressway. And the news was out there, and they were interviewing both people that got in an accident. And they went up to the first gentleman, and they said, "Oh, sir, your car, it's all torn up, it's beat up." And the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, it's terrible, my car. I got to get a whole new car, and I got to call my insurance." There was a gentleman that was hit almost the same time. His car was three times as worse. The gentleman got out of the car. He was severely injured, and they asked the gentleman, "Oh, this is terrible." And the gentleman said, "Oh, no, this isn't terrible." He said, "I'm walking away with just a scratch on me. This is nothing." He says, "I am extremely grateful to be walking out of the car."
Better the car than him.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So, again, it's how we look at things. The gratefulness comes and it gives us more. Like, I think about my life and everything I went through, and I'm here because of all my heroes in life, my daughter, my wife, my son, my family, people in my church that were willing to give me the ultimate gift, the gift of life. And I look at each and every one of them. They're my heroes. I am so grateful for each one of them, and I pray for them each and every day for miracles in their life, for amazing things in their life because of what they've done for me. And as I speak in senior livings across Illinois, amazing seniors that inspire me every day of my life because they're in their 70s and 80s and 90s, and they're out there smiling. We talk about smiling. They're smiling. They're giving. They're helping. They're growing. And it inspires me because they go, "Jeff, why do you do this?" And I go, "Because you're inspiring me. If you inspire me, it gives me more inspiration, more motivation to go out and inspire more." So that's how one person can change and just propel our world into an amazing place to live.
I would also think with all of your bicycling that you were doing before your kidney transplant, you were in top shape for that transplant because of that exercise.
Exactly right. When I came home after 2 years on kidney dialysis, I said to my wife, "Now I'm ready." And when I said, "Now I'm ready," I'm physically, mentally, and spiritually in the best shape I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
And I didn't know where to go. And my wife jumps up and she says, "I'm willing to give you a kidney." And I'm like, "Whoa, what an amazing." I was like, "Honey, you still love me after 32 years? And she goes, "Love you. I love you about infinitely, and I'm going to do this for you." Talk about inspiration. It was unbelievable. But here's the thing that everybody that was willing to do this is the last thing that we kind of said. It's, you know, I was in the best shape physically, mentally, and spiritually. I got myself ready for what if. In other words, what if I don't make it? But more importantly, what if this amazing person, in this case it was my daughter, what if Monica ran into problems giving me this kidney? What if?
Uh-huh.
And so spiritually, I got myself in an amazing, I felt closer to God than I've ever had in my life. And he placed this on my heart to do what I do. Whatever I get the privilege to do every moment of my life is because when I was in a coma, when my kidneys failed and I went on kidney dialysis, he asked me, "Jeff, can you go in places and inspire others? Go in places where there aren't people going in and inspiring. Go into public schools where my name's not being spoken. Go in there and let people know about me. Let people know." So spiritually, I was closer to him than I ever was. What that has done, and what each and every one that was willing to donate a kidney to me, they've already experienced, and is that close walk with God in their spirituality. See, the first time I went into public high school and started talking about God, I didn't know if I would get escorted out, asked to leave, But I knew that our youth so want to know the truth. They want to know what is it? How do I be healthy? How do I stay happy in life?
Mm-hmm.
And I share my story with them. So if you want to be healthy in life, happy in life, help others. The more we give, the better we feel.
And it all comes back full circle.
It absolutely does.
We are going to break for a commercial, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Jeff why his first thing in the morning and last thing at night, what that's all about. And this is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200 calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and if you are considering a reverse mortgage or a conventional mortgage, get your questions answered by Mortgage Enterprises in Oak Brook, Illinois. They will assist you with answering your questions. If you want to get the facts, call Mortgage Enterprises at 630-571-5600, and you can also click on their ad on our website at aginginforadio.com, and you will be directly linked to their website. And before we went to commercial break, I was going to, I told you that I would have Jeff talk about first thing in the morning and last thing at night, what that's all about to him. What is that?
Well, Sue, thank you. First thing in the morning starts our day, and it's really, really important to start the day out with it, energy and the right perspective. So my tip is, you know, think of 3 to 4 people in your life that you're really, really grateful for, and say a prayer for them before you even get out of bed in the morning, and start your day. Get your mind excited. Get your energy starting to flow. As important as at the end of the day, how many people at the end of the day just feel like worn out? I'm exhausted, right? But we're supposed to start the day out with this energy. How do we get this energy when we wake up in the morning? So here's my tip at the end of the day, and I'm a big to-do kind of a guy. I like to cross off my things on my to-do list. But here's one of the things I highly recommend and suggest. Think about one thing that you did during the day. At the end of the day, when you're starting to wind down and you're feeling tired, think of one thing that you did in that day that helped somebody else, that put a smile on somebody else's face. It's amazing, because instead of thinking of all the things we didn't get done, we think of the one thing that we did that made an impact in other people's lives. And what happens is, through the night, we have a good feeling about waking up the next day and helping others and feeling good about helping others. So the beginning of the day is the right way we start. The end of the day is the thankful, and what did I do in that day that really help somebody. And think about that and think how that's going to generate us to another great day with great moments in it. And we'll really, really have an amazing 24-hour day.
There you go. You'll probably sleep better, too. And absolutely. I really do believe it's all about giving back.
It absolutely is. The one thing I used to think about, what's the magic? Well, the magic is that I've been blessed to find out with, is the more we give, the better we feel. And first school I spoke for 8 hours straight to amazing our youth. And I got in the car and I felt like I won lottery, because the more I gave, I seen our youth getting it, that they really do want, and they so want to know what it is to be happy in life, to be a leader in life, and to share that and help and motivate. There's no better feeling in the world.
Absolutely not. Now, what would you say are some of the top things that someone can do or that we all can do to stay well and feel young and mature gracefully?
It's those daily things that we can take our daily things and turn them into what I love to talk about as habits, because I think habits make us healthy for many, 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 many years. So it's the things that we're going to do daily. So start off the day in gratefulness. My favorite quote is, live life with much passion, more purpose, and abundant gratefulness, and you will experience a life filled with much joy, fulfillment, and success. So start your days off in the right frame of mind. Be grateful for people in your life. Prayer is an extremely way to start out your day, being thankful for the wonderful things that we're blessed with, our family, our friends, our loved ones, our neighbors. So we do that. And then daily, exercise is so important, whether it's yoga, whether it's exercise, whether it's jogging, whatever it is, exercise all different parts of our body. And what I mean by that is, whether we can move a leg, we move a leg. If we can move an arm, we move an arm. Whether we can smile, smiling is contagious and helps other people. So plan on doing that daily. Plan on each day having an amazing day. Telling yourself first thing in the morning, I'm going to have an amazing day. And everybody you meet, go, hi, how are you? I hope you have an amazing day today. I hope you have a great day today. So I hope you have a great show today, which I know you will, because you're passionate about helping others.
Thank
That's
you.
Part of your vocabulary, and it's with your attitude. So incorporate that in your day. Exercise is paramount to staying that way. Include that in your daily thing. Make journals. I love folks that have journals. Write it in a journal. I'm going to walk today. I'm going to go to the mall and walk. I'm going to, whatever it might be, I'm going to do some form of exercise, walk the dog, et cetera, et cetera. Any form of exercise is great. Even mind exercise, I'm going to think a lot about things today. I'm going to move my eyes a lot and be grateful for that. The other thing is what I love about yoga, too, and we touched upon it, is the time to meditate. Meditating and prayer are so powerful in our day, because in our day there's so many things that go on. We can become toxic with turning on the news, turning on the radio. At $5 a gallon, how many people get excited in the morning about paying $5 a gallon? Not too many.
Mm-mm.
But if you get your mind right in the morning, you start thinking right, you start praying every day and meditating with yoga and exercise, think of that great time, that great blessing. Not only are you getting exercise, but you're meditating, you're thinking about putting things in life in perspective, thanking God for your amazing health that you have, thanking God for your amazing family in your life. So incorporating all those things, I don't know how many I put out there, but five or six that you can immediately start doing, turn those into habits. Habits become reality. Reality becomes living a great and healthy life.
And they say if you do it for 90 days, it's definitely a habit. It will become a habit.
Absolutely.
Now, you have what successes have you seen or been a part of during your career or during your life?
You know, my most important successes in my life, when I say successes, everybody looks at successes, differently in life. My amazing, I'm going to call them blessing successes, but, I've got an amazing wife of 32 years that I absolutely love beyond just an incredible hero of mine, my three amazing children. I've just been blessed with an unbelievable grandson who just turned 8 months, who this little boy takes my heart and just does amazing things with it. He is such an amazing angel, and I look at our youth and I look at our cherished seniors, and they all have this incredible love in their hearts, an incredible compassion, and you know, successes are all those in my life. And then what I've seen in my life, what God has let me see, is, you know, these amazing stories of people getting out of wheelchairs and walking and living their passion. I'm a miracle in itself. I was in a coma that the doctors, I had last rites 3 times, and they said, you know, I would never come out of it. And, you know, every moment I live my passion and my purpose because of my amazing angels in my life. And they're called my wife and my son and my daughter and my family and my amazing friends that I have, heroes in my life. And, you know, I look at our world today and I think of our amazing heroes, of all the young men and young women that are fighting for our freedom every moment of our lives, that are heroes of mine and everybody else in the United States. And we just, when we think of all the great people in our lives, that keeps us inspired and motivated. And boy, we tie in prayer and we tie in exercise, we tie in yoga, and now we're living an amazing life every moment of our life.
And tie in giving back. And I'd like for you to tell us about your legacy book.
My legacy book, I love to talk about legacy because I think it's important for what we leave behind. And my legacy book started with somebody said to me, what is legacy? And for me, this is legacy for me. It's every moment of my life. I feel like every day of my life, I write a new page in my legacy book. So today is page whatever 53 times 365 is, I'm on that page today, and I really cherish that page. I want that page when I'm up in heaven. I want to look down and know that today I touched somebody's life. My legacy is I've given back with not asking for anything back, but just a smile, just something that acknowledges that, you know, you're doing the right things in life. My legacy, I want my grandchildren to think, wait, well, what, this is what my grandpa taught me, how to love and how to give. Those were the important things in life, and I want my kids to remember every day that, you know, my dad was there. He played catch with me. He took me to my swim meet. He never missed anything of every year. Though I flew around the United States, I never missed a ball game or a soccer game or a dance or anything my kids ever did, and I'm blessed to that, but I made it a priority in life, and that's the legacy I want my kids and my kids' kids to carry on, to know that if they live their life like that, they'll be happy and privileged to live a life of amazing and just amazing things that will happen in their life.
That's so great. So you're just writing in it. It's almost like journaling every day.
Exactly.
Your legacy.
Right. But if
exactly.
you think about it as a new page every day, it really, really wants us to do absolutely amazing things that day. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but that day, because that's a new page in our legacy book.
Oh, that's so great. Now, for your words of wisdom today, what would those be?
You know, my words of wisdom are going to go back to the quote that I put on all the emails I send everybody, but it's live life with much passion. That's what we absolutely love to do. That's the gift that God gave us to do in life. And when we fully utilize that, that's our gift back to God. So live passionately. Live purposely. Ask God, why am I here? Why did you put me on here? And then spice all that in with this amazing gratefulness. Let everybody know that you're grateful for them. When you meet somebody like as fantastic as yourself, Sue, let them know.
Yeah.
Debbie, let them know. You know, you're amazing. You're touching people, and you inspire me. And so when we're thankful for people like that in our lives, it gives us an incredible energy to keep on going and keep on giving. And do all that, and we'll just have an amazing life of just incredible blessings in our life. And I'm just blessed to be on your show today, and I thank you very kindly, very sincerely, to having me back. I hope we've touched a few lives out there today. I hope we've made somebody's life where they're at the other end and they're just smiling, going, "Why, this is it's just, you know, so many people say just what I needed to hear today. You know, I just needed to hear that today." And I hope a lot of your listeners are saying that. I just needed to hear these words of encouragement.
And I would like the way that you spoke about your family. I'd like you to say hello to your wife, your children, and your grandson.
Well, thank you so kindly. My beautiful wife, Cheryl, I know you're out there listening, and I can't wait to see you in a little bit. my beautiful, adoring angel Monica's out there, my daughter, my other amazing daughter, Melissa, my wonderful son, Josh, who's my bodybuilder, who's a big inspiration in my life also, my beautiful and adoring angel grandson, Lucas Hunter. Oh, my God, I can't wait to play with him tonight. And my amazing family and friends and loved ones. God has truly, truly blessed my life with amazing heroes in it. And I want to send a shout out to everyone in there that's in that beautiful senior age. Never give up hope. Keep on striving for the absolute best health, because the better you feel, the more you give. The more you give, the better you feel. And I just wish everybody abundant blessings throughout their life.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You have been very inspiring along with Debbie today, and I'd like to thank both of you. Debbie Russo, the yoga, your senior yoga instruction, and once again, her DVD is available at senioryoga.com. Debbie's phone number for direct information is 630-885-0406. And Jeff Studzinski, president of Revolutionizing Growth, inspiring Jeff's number is 708-342-6800, and his website is revolutionizinggrowth.com. You can visit our website at Aging Info Radio. If you've missed a show, we have our shows audio archived along with our guests listed and their contact information, as well as our future guests. And thank you to all my listeners out there, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. Stay tuned into WJJG AM 1530 next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back, and you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Father's Day's a laugh to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now.